The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's a Friday, and North Korea and South Korea are making love, not war. Hey!
Peace in the Koreas.
Fat boy Kim, he's there, and he's, I love that little thing about it, he was unplanned. I love that little bit at the start where, you know, he came down the steps from North Korea, and he stood either side of that step, and that step there was the border between North and South Korea. I don't know if you've seen the video of this, Nick, but then they shook hands, and the South Korean guy invited him over the little step, so he stepped over, and then Kim said, hang on, come back into North Korea. And so he invited him in, and he stepped into North Korea. And they went, yay! And they actually, Kim held his hand, not like shaking hands, but when they were stepping back over, he held his hand like two little, you know, kids that just stepped back over the border in North Korea.
Then talking about holding hands, did you see Trump and Macron?
I did reply, actually. Got a lot of likes. Some news broadcaster showed a little video of them, you know, and I just typed a reply on Twitter saying, get a room. And a lot of people like that. They were over. It's very cringy, wasn't it? How much they were liking each other, kissing, cuddling, shaking hands. But guys, calm it down. You know, it's a family viewing time. But that was really cringeworthy, that. But they really got on, didn't they?
No one was happier than Melania.
Yeah, I know. let's look at, so we on video here. We've got to look at the charts, so I can't see the video.
We're just getting the charts up now. The charts are up. Let's do some charts.
Are you saying for all that time it's been like on Vox there, where people are looking at the blank screen? It's still really there. We should have shown a picture of Kim Jong dancing or something, or Trump and Macron getting it on. Trump and Macron getting it on. wouldn't it be amazing if during that, just at the start of that, you know, that sort of presentation there, that Trump and Macron did literally go in full for a deep kiss situation. Trump, you know, didn't quite understand it was both cheeks, just thought it was a big deep French kiss, you know, and went in for it, naked, big style, on national TV. That'd have been good. And then he zoomed out, they saw that, you know, Macron's hand was on Trump's butt cheek. Anyway, maybe I'm getting too much into that. I was really getting into that scenario there. Okay, let's look first of all. There's no news here, but I've been someone flagged up EVGEN, EVG. It's had a bit of a rise. It's down today, but some people are liking this, and it's quite popular. And someone said, do some research on this company. So I thought, I will. But I'm sure I did before. I'm sure I have research this company before. But I'm looking into it again. But EVG's had a bit of a rollercoaster ride of late. What do you reckon, Nick, on the chart?
Today's close is going to be really important in this stock because since the middle of 2016, it's been in this declining wedge and we're looking for a breakout. We had a false breakout in November twice, and then we had a false breakout yesterday, as in we got above the trend line, breakout of this wedge, and then closed back below. We're right up there again this time. And so a close outside this declining trend line, so a close above, I think, about 18.6 would be bullish. And then I'm looking for it to continue higher. My first target, my first resistance is 32.4. And then my first target, ta-da, is 54.6.
Really?
Really, yeah. Look at this weekly chart. This is a thing of beauty and whenever you see a rising wedge like that, it's good.
I think, Nicola, you should also give us the Euro Million numbers for tonight. What do you see?
We've had some success this week.
Yeah, we have. To be honest, we'll get into a couple of those. You have, really called it spot on. EVR Holdings, or EVRH, which is, of course, the virtual reality in the music space. They've just announced, a couple of weeks back, they announced they're going to be releasing their app, their VR app. And also today, they announced some licensing deals, tie up some, I assume, some artists who they can put on the VR platform they'll be launching, I assume. But it's up to date, EVRH, and I was lucky to get in here quite early on this stock, and just sub 1 penny, and now it's over 15 pence. What do you reckon on the chart, Nicola?
So the week before last, we closed at new highs in this stock. So, you know, like, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 days ago, we closed at new highs above 14.32, which was the high from March 2017. And then we made a really high and tight little bull flag, 5 days sideways, 5 days of inside bars in a very narrow range. Whenever you see that, you can get excited because it's energy building up from me. I know, but that's what we've seen, and now we've seen a move higher. There's potentially some resistance, maybe the high today. I think we'll top out around 16.4, but my target is 19.4 next, first target, and then second target, 27.5.
Ooh, 27.5. Listen, here's a little tip on tech stocks. I've had people, you know,
some people listen to this and say, your targets are crazy.
Yeah, but listen,
Nick,
hang on a sec. Because I've had a couple of people, right? I've highlighted Vasari and EVRH, for example, that stocks I've been in, tech stocks, and they've gone fabulously well, you know? And I've got a couple of people come on and said, oh, how do they justify their valuations, though? They've got no revenue. And I'm thinking, right, hang on. Why are you in the game of stocks and shares? Are you in it to earn money, or are you in it just to see how much revenue a company earns and how much profit they generate? Because the two are not linked, especially when it comes to tech. If you want to earn good money, you get into some tech stocks very early where, okay, there's going to be a big future, but no one actually can quantify that future, how big it's going to be. That's when you get phenomenal run-ups in the share price. So that's when you want to get in before the hype cycle kicks in. Get into it and don't question the balance sheet. Don't look at the revenue, because you are valuing.
We're going to get shut down by the FCA if you keep this.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying individual stocks. What I'm saying is tech stocks. People are trying to value tech stocks. Hang on. People are trying to value tech stocks with traditional valuation metrics. It doesn't work. You can't do that. You can't, you know, if you try to do that with lots of companies like Facebook, Amazon, all that, you would have missed those. You would have missed those big runs in those massive companies because you're trying to use traditional, you know, price earnings ratios, earnings per share ratios. Doesn't work. Does not work. Kick that model out of the window.
The most important fundamental is sentiment, isn't it? You want to buy them when nobody's talking about them and it's all very quiet.
Momentum,
and then
sentiment.
Suddenly everybody is excited about them, and if they're hot, they're hot. These are hot.
Listen, I've achieved, I'll tell you right now, right? This is, I'll blow my own trumpet. You've done well this week on the charts. But I've achieved in the last 3 years over now 56 bags. That means 100% is one bag, right? And I've done 15 in EVRH. I've done 9 in VRS. I've done, you know, over 10 in ARS. Now, if I'd looked at traditional valuation metrics or models, I would not invest in these companies. Full stop.
This is why you'd make a great crypto investor, Justin.
You know, this is why the biggest winners I wouldn't have invested in. And so, anyways, so back off, people, with your, you know, pious, holy than thou, valuation metrics. Ooh, so, go away. Right, let's go to the next one. Sort of feedback, another company I invested in that I've written blogs about. And, of course, if you'd looked at their traditional revenue versus their market cap, you wouldn't have invested in this company. But they've just done a deal with one of the biggest companies in the world, and the subsidiary of that is GE Healthcare. And GE Healthcare don't sign up collaborations with anyone. They do massive amounts of due diligence. Their product is a superior product. And they've just announced another contract today with NHS, in fact, the details of which have slipped me by. But another contract today for the Cadran part of their tech. But I do believe they're still yet to announce more big deals, because they're also, if you read the research, they're in conjunction with Alliance Medical, who are a massive company, and they're in control of 50% of the NHS PET scanners and scanners, which they've been trialling. So I think there's still further news on feedback. But FDBK, Nick, chart, what do you reckon?
FDBK again. When it's hot, it's hot. Okay, you know, we had the big update on the news earlier in the week, and we've gone sideways. Another, remember, we just looked at EVRH. This is another high and tight flag, inside bars building up. And so this should be another move higher. 2.73 is really good support. If we zoom back, it's the highs from January, and it's a really good pivot level. So I would look for 2.72, 2.73 to be support, and we continue higher to 4.25 next, which is also a really good support and resistance level. The spike high in December 2009, the spike high in October 2007. So on a weekly, looking at our weekly inverted head and shoulders pattern, our upside target is, first target is 4.25, and then our second target is 6.5.
Marvellous. What do you say then? 6.25?
Yeah, 6.5.
Sorry, someone someone with a profile picture of a dog wearing a hat on Twitter is arguing with me. I don't know why they're doing that. I said, just because I posted a silly gif of Trump, and they obviously are Trump lover.
Oh, you can't mention Trump.
And I said, sorry, are you a dog wearing a hat on Twitter? And he said, what's that going to do with you? And he said, BS. And I said, sorry, I don't argue with dogs wearing hats on Twitter. Sorry. I've got to draw the line somewhere. Next one, Enkondesi Energy has been flying, and you said to say you like this stock, so I was just covering this because there's a lot of interest this week, and it's done very well. NCCL, what do you reckon?
Yeah, because NCCL did break out. Now we've got to draw our trend line, connect the highs in, we're a diamond pattern, I believe. We need to connect the highs that we made in February, 17th of February, with the spike high that we made in October, 17th of October. So these are the 2017 highs, and that's going to be our first target. It comes in around 8. We need to break out. Now, just a word of warning about third touches of trend lines are very often false breaks. So I wouldn't be surprised if we rip up here and we have a poke above this trend line and then still close underneath it and do a bit of spot jostling around, especially as the RSI is, you know, we're not there yet and we're already at 80 on the RSI. So I would expect some consolidation there before we break out and continue higher around 8. But I am still, looking much higher from here. I think it looks amazing.
Okay. 18. Lovely. All right. Well, listen, big riser today is Sunrise Resources. That's SRES. And they've announced an offtake memorandum of understanding. I haven't gone into the detail, but it's obviously good enough to have powered the shares up by, 50%? Sorry.
Bless you, Justin.
Yeah, 46% there as I speak. So what's happening, Nick, on the chart there? Tell us about the chart.
Okay. Starting with the weekly chart, look at this inverted head and shoulders pattern. It's got a slight sloping neckline, but the high today is the neckline. So this, we're connecting the highs that we made in January 2015, the highs we made in October 2015, in August 2016, and then again in October 2017. So we've got this big inverted head and shoulders pattern. Also today, the high is the weekly 200 moving average. So we need to close above 2.2 on a weekly to have a breakout bottoming pattern in this stock. So a close above 2.2 has resistance at 0.4, and that's quite a big level, but our first target is 0.684, which is the highs from 2014.
Lovely. It's wonderful, Nicola. And anything else?
No, just that 2.2, we've got to close above it. So we have actually got, we were talking about UK oil and gas. I was just looking at that little inverted.
No, UK oil and gas,
but
no.
But now, we're going to look at
UK, not UK oil and gas, United oil and gas. Don't get mistaken between UK oil and gas and United oil and gas. Yeah, United oil and gas are a decent company with a lot of interest in the portfolio. They've got a portfolio of stuff. UK oil and gas are in Horse Hill. And I don't hold them as in high regard, nowhere near, as UK Oil and Gas, UOG. Don't
anymore.
Don't, no. UOG is, I think, is a quality outfit.
No, I know. Yeah.
UKOG, I wouldn't invest in that.
Okay, cool. We'll leave that. I pulled out the wrong chart. Okay, I'm going to start here. We got a request on Twitter for Gulf Keystone Petroleum.
Oh, yeah.
So we're taking a quick look at Gulf Keystone Petroleum. It looks like it's ripping, doesn't it? And it really is ripping. But I have to say that there's resistance at 177. 177 is the first fib level. That might be the high today. And that's going to be one of those key levels. It's also a spike low from back in 2016, and the lows, if we look back to 2016, early 2016, so support and resistance and a fib level around 177. But the cool thing about that is when we get above that, it will become support, and we should continue higher from them. So take partial profits here at 177. We're really overbought. You know, we've been up to over 90 on the RSI. We're 84 on the RSI, and we're seeing a bit of bearish divergence come in. So 177, take some profits, look for it to pull back to the moving averages, maybe back to around 150, and then have another go at that resistance again. But if we get above it, then buy a retest. No problem. It should be support.
Yeah. Okay, that dog in the bowler hat on Twitter just come back to me and said, I'm a TWAT, and with an exclamation mark, and I said, ooh, naughty dog. Something like that. Naughty dog. He's a sweary naughty dog, isn't he?
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much for that, Nicola, and I hope you have a lovely weekend. Any plans for the weekend? By the way, hi, Stuart, hi, Andy, hi, Alex, hi, Mark, on Facebook there.
Well, I'm a bit gutted since you pointed out it wasn't actually a bank holiday weekend, and I'd been thinking it was all along.
So. Yeah, no, because it's the weekend after, because I'm going to watch a couple of mates coming down, hopefully, from the weekend podcast. Pete and Steve are going to go out for a drink and then watch the Hey Bellew fight, the rematch. Are you into boxing, Nick? I know you beat up your partner.
Yeah, I am. I like watching boxing. I don't know. Now it's raining. The accountant's coming. I can't wait for
Well, that's
weekend.
A cracking weekend. It's raining and the accountant's coming. Whoa, that's a cracking setup to a weekend, that.
Yeah, I know.
Extra stuff. Well, listen, all the cash you've earned, you know, you have to pay.
I'm poor. I'm poor. I'm just an analyst. I'm a crap trader.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it, ladies and gentlemen, how successful the queen of crypto is. And she's done so well. She's updating her back tattoo, and it's going to go all the way down her backside now, down her legs and everything, with gold chains and coins just rippling down her legs, back of her legs.
And then I'm going to get gold teeth.
Yeah, gold teeth, why not? Yeah, just in the shape of bitcoins, round. That'd be amazing. Just round bitcoin teeth.
You have to end here, Justin.
Okay.
Tell them about the blog.
Yeah, what blog? Oh, my blog. What this blog? Whose blog? Oh, yeah, sorry.
If you want to watch the video.
Yeah, if you want to watch the video, you do that bit, now I'll do the blog bit.
If you want to watch the video, you can watch the video instead of, if you're listening on the podcast and you'd like to see the video and the charts that we've talked about today, you can find it on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
No, I do that bit. That's a bit I do at the end.
Okay, I did it wrong. Okay, bye everyone.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.